Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bechoros Daf Chof Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 10 lines from the top of Daf Chof Zayin. Before beginning the shiur, we will glance at the outside margin, taking advantage of one of the features of the Shas Ozer, which is the Shas that appears on your screen, the cornerstone of Gemara markings, and that is topic titles and structural notes as necessary. In this case, we've combined our topic title, Nosei, with the Mivneh structural note. You can see a diamond is featured, and we have written simply Trumas Chutza La'aretz. The sukkah will be featuring a number of different halachas of laws concerning a truma tithe that one tithes, separates outside the land of Israel. It is mentioned that certain areas outside the land of Israel on a rabbinic level have a truma obligation. So we're dealing with a truma tithe outside the land of Israel that exists on a rabbinic level. And as we said, the Gemara will feature a number of halachos that are associated with that. In fact, we are basically coming off a sugya in our last year that dealt with the issue of the isser of giving a gift of truma, a truma tithe, to a kohen that assists the owner of the field, it assists him in the granary. That's called kohen hamesayeya beveis hagronos. However, when it comes to trumas chutz la'aretz, the objection that we have to giving the tithe to such a kohen is non-existent, and hence it's allowed. Now, the Gemara. Omar Rava, Trumas Chutzo La'aretz, Ein Bo Mishum Kohen HaMaseh Beveis Hagronos. The tithe that one removes for Truma in the area outside of the land of Israel, one is allowed to give it to a kohen who may be helping him in the granary. Rav Chama Yohiv Le Lishame. Rav Chama would give his truma tithe. Now Rav Chama was outside the land of Israel. He would give his truma tithe to Shame, his shamash, a person that helped him, assisted him, who happened to be a kohen. Now, as we discussed in our previous year, this would be prohibited when you're dealing with the truma of Eretz Yisrael. The halacha of truma insists that one gives it as a pure gift and not as a payment for services, so that even in a situation where you may not have hired the kohen, but he is helping around and you give him the tithe, it appears that you are using the tithe to pay the kohen, even though in fact you're not, but nevertheless there is an objection, a restriction in giving kohanim that help you out the tithes that are due to the kahuna. We continue in our Gemara. We've used a double underline to highlight Shmuel, one of our series markings, this double underline. You can see there are a series of memras of Shmuel in the context of Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Omar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, Betelo Baroiv. If you have a mixture of chulin, of mundane or common food that got mixed up with truma, it is sufficient to have a majority of the non-truma food item outnumbering the truma, and if that happens, so then according to the pshat of Tosfos, that will enable a kohen who is tume to eat it. Otherwise, in general, tuma, a kohen who is tume, is forbidden from consuming truma. And with regard to the truma in the land of Israel, in order for truma to be considered voided by a by being outnumbered, outquantified, it would have to be 1 in 100. But in the case of Trumas Chutzlaretz, it's sufficient to have a simple majority of non-truma in this mixture for it to be considered botel. Rabo mevatlo beroiv. Rabo, who was a Kohen, he would be mevatel his Trumas Chutzlaretz ve'ochel lo bimei tumasai, and eat it when he was in a state of non-purity. Rav Huna brei de Rav Yoshua ki misrami le chamra de truma. When Rav Huna would come upon chamra is wine of truma of shumas chutzlaretz, have a romi trei natli de chulin v'chado natlo de truma. He would pour together two parts chulin, common wine, one part truma wine, so that you had a total of three parts. And after he had three parts of this wine mixture, the truma wine with the chulin wine, v'shokil chad, he would then remove from that mixture one part, leaving two parts behind, u'mikan ve'elech, and he would continue in the future. Romi chado, he would then pour one part truma into this v'shokil chado, and withdraw one part, so that he would in effect be mevatel all along the way the one part truma in the two parts chulin. The Omar Shmuel, another comment of Shmuel concerning this topic, Trumas Chutzlaretz, Oichel V'Holech, V'Achar Kach Mafrish. Unlike Truma in the land of Israel, where at the outset, before partaking of the food, you have to tithe and then be able to eat, in the case of Trumas Chutzlaretz, one can delay the tithing and partake of whatever the food is, and at the end leave over the truma, leave over a part that is left unconsumed, and dedicate or declare that as the truma. The Omar Shmuel, Ein Trumas Chutzlaretz Asura Elabami Shatuma Yoitza Olav Migufo. There is an understanding that Trumas Chutzlaretz is prohibited to someone who is Tomei. However, Shmuel tells us that it's not an across-the-boards prohibition to people that are Tomei, but it's restricted. The prohibition of Trumas Chutzlaretz for someone who's Tomei is with regard to those kind of Tumos that are that emanate from one's body. That includes things like a Nida, or a Zavo, or a Balkeri, different types of Tuma that are we say bodily centered, as opposed to, let us say, something like Tumas Sheretz, which is a person who comes into contact with a Sheretz, a dead Sheretz creature, or Tumas Mace. The Gemara continues, Vahani Mili Ba'achila. This restriction of Truma with regard to Trumas Chutzlaretz is as far as eating is concerned, avol benegia leslan ba. But as far as touching, even if it's an issue of, even if it's a tuma hayotze lov migufo, that type of bodily emanating tuma, someone like that, if they touch the Trumas Chutzlaretz, it is of no concern to us. We don't view that negatively. Omar Ravina Hilkoch, as a result of this observation, this distinction, Nida is an example of she's a woman during her female monthly cycle, and she is an example of a Tuma Hayutzalov Mikufo. Nida Koitza lo Chala v'Oicha lo Koyin Koton. She can separate the Chala tithe from the dough. There it's an issue of just touching. She's removing the dough that is called challah, a fraction of a dough batter that she's preparing, and give it to a Kohen Koton. That's a Kohen who is under 13 years of age. And the Kohen Koton idea here is that he probably did not experience these tumos, as Rashi says in his pirush, not to a one should not give it to an adult kohen mitnei shatuma yotzolov migufo. Continuing in the Gemara, the e leka kohen katan. If there isn't a kohen katan available to give this challah to, so shoklo lo bereish masa, she will take the challah after she tithes it and takes it with the puts it on the tip of a masa. It's a type of utensil, something like a fork. Veshaja betanura, she'll then throw it, the challah, into the tanur, into the oven, and it'll burn up over there. V'hoder mafrusho chala achriti, she'll then take another chala tithe from that dough that she was preparing. Ki hechi delo tishtakach toras chala, so that the rules of chala are not forgotten. V'oichelo kohen godol, and that second chala tithe that she removes just for, we'll call it memory purposes, that she can give to a kohen who is godol, meaning adult. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rami Bar Chama, Havu Koazli Barba. These three Rabbonim were on a boat, and Arba is a boat. Solik, Rav Amram, Lafnu. He separated himself from the other two to relieve himself. Asoi, Hahi Itza, a woman approached the Rabbonim, Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama. Olas Kamayu, she positioned herself in front of them. Omralu, she asked them a question. Tomei Mace, Mahu Shiitboil V'Uchel Trumas Chutzolorets. Someone who had experienced defilement as a result of contact with a corpse, with a dead individual, a mace, can they immerse themselves in a mikveh and after immersing themselves partake of Trumas Chutzolorets even without the sun setting? Generally speaking, to achieve Tara, one of the integral parts of Tara is following the immersion in mikveh, we wait for the sun to set. In the case of Trumas Chutzolorets, this woman asks, is there a leniency whereby it's sufficient for a person to immerse themselves in the mikveh and thereby be declared suitable tohor for eating Trumas Chutzolorets? Omar le Rav Nachman le Rami Bar Chama. Rav Nachman turns to his colleague and in addressing this issue says, "Bechi hazo'o yesh lanu? Do we have the sprinkling of the Pora Aduma nowadays?" In other words, one of the necessary stages or ingredients, if you will, with regard to achieving Tara from Tumas Mace involves a 7-day period of Tara, meaning with no contact with corpses, and during those 7 days, on the third and seventh day, he is sprinkled, the Tomei individual is sprinkled with water mixed with ashes from the Pora Aduma, and that's called Hazo'a, that the Gemara just referred to. So, just like we don't have Hazo'a nowadays, in other words, someone who was Tomei Mace and expects to get out of it, well, we don't do Hazo'a. So just like we don't do hazah, so too Harav Shemesh, the setting of the sun, is also something we will waive. Omar le Rami Bar Chama. Now Rami Bar Chama, who just heard Rav Nachman's point, he says back, Lo lechush le l'sabo, should we not show respect to Sabo? In this case, literally means the elder. It's a reference to Rav Amram, who wasn't present when this question and answer took place. So shouldn't we wait for him? And not it's not proper to rule any legal ruling until he comes. Adahochi, in the meantime, also Rav Amram, he arrived. He came back from his momentary departure. Omar Lahu, and Rav Amram tells them, Hochi Omar Rav. Thusly says Rav, Tomei Mace, someone who was defiled because of contact with mace with a corpse, Toivel Vaholech Betrumas. He can in fact immerse himself and immediately eat the Trumas Chutzlaretz without waiting for sunset. However, the Gemara itself rules v'les hilchaso kavosei, but we would not rule like that. It sounds from the Gemara that we're not going to be ready so quick to waive the sunset requirement. Omar Mar Zutra Mishmeid Rav Sheshes, Tomei Sheretz, Toivel V'Oichel B'Trumas Chutzlaretz. Similarly to the Tumas Mace discussion, someone who had become defiled with as a result of contact with a dead sheretz, a dead creature, who the Torah enumerates several shrutzim. These are generally small type creatures that, if they're dead, the enumerated ones will communicate tuma. So, Mar Sutra is telling us that someone who had been tomei sheretz can, and a tomei sheretz is someone that, in general, when you're dealing with the real Doraisa Truma, he is forbidden to eat Truma until he immerses himself and waits for sundown. In the case of Trumas Chutzlaretz, we are told that he can immerse himself and eat of the Trumas Chutzlaretz without waiting for sundown. The less Hilchazo Kavosei. And the Gemara once again says we are not going to rule that way. Habachor Nechal Shona B'Shona V'chulei. Before going on in the Gemara, let us glance at the outside margin and take note of the Nosei, the topic heading that accompanies this Gemara. Ho Damrinon B'chor Nechal Toich Shnosoi. That which we say that a B'chor can be eaten within its year. Hainu Shona Didei. That's a reference to its own year, a year calculated from its birth. Veloi aminon ad tishrei. We don't say that the time period allotted for consuming the b'chor is until tishrei shehu minyan ha'olam, which generally signifies the beginning of a new calendar year. So the year that the Mishnah said that it's supposed to be eaten within its year is a year of its own birth, and not which is a full, we'll say 365 days, if you will, or you can, using the lunar calendar, it would be a full passage of 12 months, and not simply a deadline when a deadline reached when Tishrei arrives. Another point that will be featured is Bechor Ne'echal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. The time period for eating a slaughtered Bechor, a sacrificed Bechor, we're dealing, of course, with a non-blemished Bechor, which, after being given to the Kohen, is brought to the Beis HaMikdash and offered as a sacrifice. The time frame in which to eat a Bechor is 2 days and the intervening night. Now, the Gemara. Miduk Omar Nolad Boy Mum Besoich Shnosoi. From the fact that the Mishnah phrases itself this way, a mum, a blemish that appeared within its year, lememra, this shows us the lashana di day moninon, that the counting is dependent on its date of birth, and as we said, not the arrival of Tishrei. The emphasis apparently is on the expression in the Mishnah Shnoso, its year, meaning the animal's year and not the calendar year. Mino hani mili, from where do we know that when speaking about the year of Bechor, we're talking about its own birthday, a year calculated from its birthday and not not based on the passage of Tishrei. Di Omar Rav Yura Omar Rav, Di Omar Kro. The Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Tezvav Pasuk Chav says, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Shana B'Shana. Eizohi Shana Shenichneses B'Chaverta. What kind of year enters the next year? What does it mean, a year enters another year? Heve Omer Shana Shel Bechor. This is the year of the Bechor. In other words, we can say year two begins when Tishrei arrives. However, the year of the Bechor, when you're calculating it from its birth, so its own year, its personal year, enters the next calendar year, as we just explained. Debei Rebbe Tana. We have a Tanaic source that looks at the same expression of shana b'shana and comes out with a different halacha. Now, in our markings, we are using a dashed diagonal underline under the expression shana b'shana to show that the focus is on the drush of these words, and then to see the different conclusion. So Debei Rebbe learns the same words with a different conclusion. Yoim Echod B'shanazu, the Yoim Echod B'shanazu, the expression Shana B'shana, as far as Debei Rebbe, the Yeshiva of Rebbe, is concerned, is a day of 1 year and a day of another year. Limeid al habachor shenecha lishnei yomim v'layla echad. The reference to two separate days shows us that this is the time frame in which to eat the bechor after it's sacrificed. One, that means what the result is, 2 days and the intervening night. As the Gemara goes on, you'll notice we use a squiggle underline highlighting the names Debei Rebbe and Rav as we go on, and the Gemara will be focused on how is it, or what does each one do with the other one's halacha, the other one's halacha and their respective sources for these teachings. Debei Rebbe mino lehu, the Yeshiva of Rebbe, how do they know the issue of the year calculation for offering and eating a Bechor is based on its own birthday and not the official arrival of a new year beginning with Tishrei. So how does the Bei Rebbe know that's called the Shona Didei Moninon? Answer, Yalfi Mikochim. The Bei Rebbe will learn this concept from Korbonos in general. The Kochim Gufayim in Olan, well, where do you know this with regard to Korbanos sacrifices in general? That when the Torah mentions an age for a Korban, that it's a reference to its own personal year and not a calendar year. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Keves Echod Ben Shnosoi. And once again, you see the word Shnoso in the possessive, its year. Its year, meaning the age of the Korban, is calculated based on its birthday. 1 year from its birthday, it's considered as if a year has passed. And not Shana Shel Minyan Olam, and not to suggest that with the arrival of Tishrei, it's now considered having passed its first year. So as far as the Bei Rebbe is concerned, we see that they learn from Shana B'Shana the time frame in which to eat a Korban Bechor that's sacrificed, namely 2 days intervening night. And we also see that the Bei Rebbe learns this idea of a Shana Didei, that when you're dealing with the time frame in which to bring and eat the Bechor from the point of time that it's born, you have a year in which to do that. The year is its personal year. And he has that is learned from other sacrifices. Now, the Rav, Nechal Shneov V'Lailech Menole, Rav, who we've seen up till now citing the Pasuk of Shana B'Shana to tell me about the calculation of a year is based on its personal birthday year, where does Rav learn the time frame in which one has to eat a sacrificed Bechor? Once it's sacrificed, he is limited in the amount of time to eat it. Where does Rav learn this idea of 2 days and the intervening night? Answer, Nafka Le. He learns it from a posuk in the context of Bechor. This posuk is in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches. Posuk Yud Ches. Mi ubisaram yaloch kachazei hatnufa ukeshoik hayomin. That's a pasuk, as we said, is in the context of a bechor, and the Gemara says hikisho hakosu l'chazav eshok shel shlamim. The Torah compares bechor to the laws concerning the chazav, the breast meat, and the shok, and the thigh, and the leg of a korban shlamim. Ma lahalon shneim v'layla echad. Just like over there by the shlamim, it's one has 2 days and the intervening night to consume shlamim meat. That's a shlamim sacrifice. Af kan, so too by Bechor, Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echad. From this hekish, from this comparison, we learn that that is Rav will learn the time frame for eating a sacrificed Bechor. Continuing to the top of the next Omid, the top of Chof Ches Omid Aleph, Ve'idach, this is now Debei Rebbe, E Mehasam, had they had just the source that Rav cited, Ika Lamemar, Chazav Ishok Shel Toida. It's true that the Pasuk by Bechor mentions Chazav Ishok, but I might have thought that it's a reference to the Chazav Ishok of a Korban Toda, which has only one day and the following night in which to eat it. It's a much more limited time. So the time frame of 2 days and the intervening night, Debei Rebbe doesn't feel that the Hekesh to Chazav Ishok would have been a sufficient source. Hence, they came up with their source of Shana B'Shana. V'idach, now Rav, Omar Kro, the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches says, L'cho Yeh. As far as Rebbe, the Bay Rebbe's objection to thinking that it's a comparison to the Korban Toda, so Rav answers that since the Pasuk uses an extra expression, yeh, it indicates another Havayo, which for our purposes means another day for Bechor. So that even if you had thought that Chazav Ishok is that of Toda, nevertheless the Pasuk itself builds in an extra day, another day, giving us 2 days and the intervening night. The Idach, this is now back to Debei Rebbe, E Mehasam, had I had just that source, Iko Lameimar, Hai L'cho Yeh, I would have thought that the L'chol Yeh that Rav just mentioned to give an extra day, I would have thought Limeid al Bechor Balmum Shenoisim L'Koyin. I would have taken L'chol Yeh to mean something else, not an addition of time, of a day for eating a sacrifice Bechor, but rather L'chol Yeh means unto you the Kahuna will be given a blemished Bechor. Shalom Otzinu lo Bechol HaTorah Kula. We don't find any other source for this point, that a blemished Bechor, as well as a Bechor Tumim, is given to a Kohen. V'idach, this is back now to Rav, this idea of Bechor Ba'amum, if Rav uses L'cho Yeh for time, so how is he going to learn Bechor Ba'amum is given to a Kohen? Answer, Ubesorum. The plural word Ubesorum in that Pasuk said Ubesorum Yeh Loch, from the plural word, that indicates the giving of the Bechor Ba'amum. Why? Echot Tam V'Echot Ba'amum. The word Besorum in the plural entails or encompasses a Ba'amum as well. The Idach, the Debei Rebbe, who needed L'cho Yeh for Baal Mum, why is Besorum insufficient? Well, U'Besorum Dehani Bechoros Dekul Yisrael Komar. It's mashma, it is a plural word, but it's mashma the collective unblemished Bechoros of Yisrael. So that from Besorum, according to Debei Rebbe, I could not have learned Baal Mum. Therefore, L'cho Yeh was needed for the extra, for the giving of the Baal Mum. And therefore, as far as time for eating a sacrificed Bechor, this L'cho Yeh is not going to serve as a source, and hence he needs the Shana B'Shana Limud that we saw on Chav Zayin Amid Beis in the Tanaic source of Debei Rebbe. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.